Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of White Papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 194, Social Media Marketing for Your Small Business, which is part three of a five-part series on improving your digital marketing campaign. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Social media marketing for your small business. Attention small business owners and marketers. Digital marketing strategies for small business, or as we say, digital bootcamp, is going to help you uncover a leaner, meaner version of your brand on the web. Part 3 of our 5-part digital bootcamp series discusses social media marketing. Upon successful completion of this podcast, you'll be primed to establish a social media presence for your small business. Get ready to fire up your core. For some small business owners, social media feels like too much. There are too many platforms. It's too much time to spend without any real business application. But social media doesn't have to be overwhelming. Of all digital marketing strategies, social media could reach the widest audience. Check out these powerful stats on social media and business. 60% of small and medium businesses say social media has led to new customers. All ages of customers are represented on social, with people 65 and older composing the fastest growing segment. And 3/4 of brands promote posts on Facebook. Small businesses have a lot to accomplish with limited resources, and traditional marketing can be expensive. Social media marketing is low cost and lets you reach out directly to customers and prospects. But what you save in dollars, you'll invest in time. That's why efficiency is key when it comes to social media. An efficient social media marketing program has 4 primary steps. Step 1, do your homework. For authentic connections with customers and prospects, you need to understand your audiences. Discover which social networks customers prefer by asking them as they check out, conducting a short online survey, and watching your website analytics for social media traffic sources. Step 2, start small. Kick off with a manageable load. Pick only 1 or 2 platforms in the beginning based on which platforms your customers use. Block 15 to 30 minutes daily for a social media routine. At the beginning, your daily activities might be comment on 3 different Facebook pages, tweet at least 3 times, and pin or repin at least 3 images. Make sure your social platforms push customers and prospects to your website, your brand's home base, because it's where they can buy or start the process to buy your products or services. Step 3, listen and share. Get busy with social listening and reply to comments, mentions, and feedback, even the negative stuff. Your challenge is to turn the negative into positive. Create an editorial calendar of social content, original and curated, driven by your target audience. And step 4, measure and analyze. This is the most critical step. Watch specifically for growth, engagement, and sharing to discover which tactics are working. For 30 days, post updates and content that you think will resonate with your target audiences. Then check out your metrics to see what rocked and what didn't. Remember, your audience will tell you how to iterate your campaigns. All you have to do is listen. Experiment to discover what combinations, for instance, time of day or type of post, work best. Social media is a marathon, not a sprint. Know your audiences and how to reach them. Integrate social sharing and links into your website. It's better to double down on one platform than spread yourself too thin on many. Small business owners know the power of owning a niche. Same thing goes for social media.
Thanks for listening to part 3 on digital marketing for your small business. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.